You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to my show. I am Maria from AskMariaNow.info, 640-208-1014. I am a strategic intuitive consultant, and like I always say, I like to get to the core and give you a plan. I like to try to figure out where you are in life and how I could help you navigate it the easiest possible way, right? So tonight I wanted to talk about a subject that I really get a lot of. I want to probably say at least once or twice a day, at least, maybe more. And it's about relationships that we get into. And I know we've all been there when you meet somebody and you feel it's right. You got this connection. You can't describe it. This is it. I know it. This person hears me. This person feels me. Every one of us experienced that. I know that. But the truth is, just because something feels good emotionally at that moment or as time goes on a little bit, that doesn't always mean that this person is right for you, right? Because they do things and then you say, well, if they really love me, if they really connected to me, why? Why would they do this? Why do they act this way? And we try to hold on to try to figure it out, right? What I like to say to you people out there, I think this really, those are the really most hurtful relationships that we get into because you feel such that bond that you could almost read each other's mind, but you're really not aligned, right? You're not aligned in a fact of, you know, their values, how they lead their lives. Are they emotionally safe for us? Are they emotionally secure enough to have a relationship? For some reason, when we feel a connection, we never think of that part. We just think about the energy, the pull that we feel to this person. We really can't explain it, right? We don't know why that feels so magnetic and so good for us, but it's really not. And that's the part that I try to explain to people, that it's not that you can't have the relationship with this person, because you can. There is a purpose for it. Right? This kind of a relationship shows us our emotions, how we feel. It helps us to identify what we want in life, right? Well, every time we feel something negative, it's something that we know we don't want to do again, right? So we get all those lessons from this person. And this person can come in for a week. This person can come in for years. And depending on how long you want to hold on to it. So I want to help you identify tonight a couple of the red flags that I am aware of, and I'm sure many of us could learn, or if we don't learn, we could just maybe process what I'm saying. And, you know, it's not that you're weak. It actually gives you a little more power to kind of decide what you want to do in a relationship. So a couple of things that I always say that are red flags to me is inconsistency. That probably is one of the things that annoy me the most, right? They're here, they're there, and then boom, gone, and then they're back. And that inconsistency doesn't work. And then they come up with this story, I love you, I would never do this to you, and boom, their actions and their words are not aligning at all. And then they become emotionally unavailable, right? When you really need them, they're not there, or they're not really picking up, you know. So now no more is it energy. Now it becomes like, where's your values? What kind of respect do you have for me? You know, now the whole relationship starts taking a different toll. And these are things that, you know, you have to really figure out and try to put a timeline on it, right? You don't want somebody to take your life while they're figuring out theirs. So I tell people, you know, even though it feels so right, if it's hurting you, it's not going to work. And if it works and you get involved, you get married to this person, it's still not going to work because you're still going to feel this insecurity or I got to hold on to this person. You know, you want someone who activates your heart. You want someone who's going to be emotionally available to you. And you don't have to try to keep them. They're there. They're never going to walk away. When it's a true alignment, they're truly going to be there for you. You don't have to do any work. It's just a natural process. And I think that the souls recognize souls in this lifetime, but sometimes those souls are put in front of us just to teach us some harsh lessons or lessons that we need to learn to progress through this journey in life. So I want you to know that love is not just about feeling something. Love is about feeling alive in a relationship and feeling the safety and security of what we all need to maintain a happy, healthy relationship. So don't cut yourself short. Yes, everybody's going to go through it. We all go through it. We're all going to feel that. At some point in our lives, we're going to get into a relationship like that. But that doesn't mean that this person has to be there, right? Just because the chemistry and the verbiage and all that is flowing so easily, if they don't have that other half of stability and consistency and making you feel like you're the only person in their room, then that's something to really think about before you invest a lot of time in it. Okay, so I know I'm going to do readings tonight. So let me see who's in my call box. And I'm ready for whoever's there right now. This is Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Jen. How are you?
Good, good.
How can I help you tonight? I'm going to grab my cards.
Well, my birthday was in 2 days, and I don't know. Heavens, well, I don't know.
What's bothering you? Happy birthday, by the way.
Just nothing. I just, my future.
You what, honey? I'm sorry to hear you.
But future.
Your future? Okay, what would you like me to focus on? I like to be direct. Ask me a direct question. So we can give you an answer. You leave with your answer tonight.
Oh, I don't know. Just pick. I don't know. my in-laws, my dog.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you want to know about your dog? Because I'm an animal lover. I have 3 dogs. What do you want to know about your dog?
Gabe.
What do you want to know?
Is he okay in heaven?
Dog is okay. Dad, I don't need you don't need cards, you know, to the reading. These dogs, their soul goes automatically to heaven. So, and you will be reunited. They will meet you at the gates when it's your time. So don't even worry about that. That's a fact.
Oh, okay. All right.
So your dog will be there. And anybody who does readings of people who have passed away or mediums, they will tell you right out that your dog is waiting at those gates for you. So don't worry about that. Yep. They will be there. They wait. They go back to their owners. Every single one of these animals, every animal that you have, not only a dog, every animal that you have meets you up there. So I want to put your mind at ease with that. So now who's moving around you? You looking to move?
No, I want to.
You want to, right? Because there is a move coming to you. I don't think it's going to be this year. I feel I'm going to give you a 2-year time frame. I'm clairvoyant too, so I give you what I get. Sometimes I'm doing cards and then the words come to me, so I'm just going to give you what I get. I do see a change of residence for you. It is not this year. It'll probably be within a year or two. Well, 2 years. I've got the number 2, so I feel that way. And you're going to make a big decision to make that move, and you're going to be very happy. When that move comes, it's divinely given to you. You're going to be going through that. I also see for you now, what kind of work do you do?
I was retired. I have a stroke too, so yes.
You have a what? I can't hear you, sweetheart.
I have a stroke.
Oh, you have a stroke. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how you doing?
Good, good. That was good. 20 years, and I'm 55. Oh. So
God bless you. God, yes, you are young for that. But I want to tell you that I don't see any more traumas like that. I don't feel that anymore. Let me just throw a few cards on that for you. Rest and relaxation always. Always do some positive manifestations on yourself. I'm going to tell you to enjoy your life. You have a very calm demeanor, even though you might feel nervous a little bit at times. I feel like the energy you present out, that people really like you. You're a calm person. You're a happy person to be around. And I feel that things are going to be really good for you. I don't see any bad anything. You have actually like pods of freshness and springtime and love of nature and all that coming to you. But this move is going to be something that is going to be really promising for you. Do you have a specific place you're visualizing already?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to come true. The place that you're visualizing is going to come true. So if that's what you're looking for.
Yes.
So that's going to happen. Are you single, married?
Married.
Awesome. And that's going well. You have pretty good things. Your money looks good. You have good money cards. You're secure in your own right. You have that move that keeps coming up, this move. So I don't know. Have you been thinking about it more often?
Yes, all the time, every day.
Okay. Every day. What are you waiting for?
I just want to be warm.
Yeah, I know, right? Are you on the East Coast? I don't blame you for that.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, we went last week, we had tank tops on, and this week we're having coats and jackets again. But I will tell you that I do see that. I do see that you're secure enough. You're going to be okay health-wise. Everything looks perfect in that. I feel like whatever you struggled you went through before, you kind of put that all under your belt and took action, took care of things. Got a lot of transformation cards. Money is coming to you, so I don't know where you get money from, but hey, you never know.